USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate voted 56-44 to move forward and impeach President Trump a second time. The first failed impeachment cost taxpayers roughly $32 million. Senators will continue at noon Wednesday. New York lawmakers introduced a bill that would tax certain financial transactions. The consequence is the NYSE may move out of state if the proposal becomes law. NYSE President Stacey Cunningham said the New York Stock Exchange belongs in New York. If Albany lawmakers get their way, however, the center of the global financial industry may need to find a new home. End quote. The United Nations on Tuesday denounced the use of disproportionate force against anti-coup demonstrators in Myanmar. Hours after the UN statement, a woman was critically wounded after being shot in the head as police fired live rounds during another massive anti-coup rally in Myanmar's capital, Naypyidaw. Longtime NFL head coach Marty Schottenheimer died Monday after a lengthy battle with Alzheimer's disease. Schottenheimer compiled a 200-126-1 record. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Last week, Major League Baseball called for postponing the 2021 season. The sentiment was echoed by President Biden, but the Players Union said no way. Tuesday, an agreement was reached. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
Major League Baseball and its Players Union have come to an agreement on health protocols for the upcoming season. In the agreement, players and staff will be tested for COVID at least every other day, and teams will appoint a compliance officer to make sure that players are following guidelines. Players that test positive will have to quarantine for a minimum of 10 days, with players deemed to be close contacts quarantining for 7. Most of the safety guidelines from last season will return, including using 7-inning doubleheaders if games need to be postponed and rescheduled. The agreement doesn't mention the universal designated hitter rule, which was implemented for the 2020 season. Spring training is scheduled to begin in Arizona and Florida next week. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The 2021 season will look a lot like 2020, except the plan is for a full 162 games. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After being denied access to investigate the origins of the coronavirus for over a year, the World Health Organization now says it did not originate in a lab. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
A team of experts from the World Health Organization is wrapping up their work in Wuhan, China, where they've been investigating the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The team saying the virus that causes COVID-19 most likely entered the human population through an intermediate animal and is highly unlikely to have leaked from a laboratory. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox News he's not buying it.
Well, Bill, I've seen that headline, and I must say the reason we left the World Health Organization was because we came to believe that it was corrupt, it had been politicized, it was bending a knee to General Secretary Xi Jinping in China. I hope that's not the case here with what they've announced today. I'll look forward to seeing their reports and analysis, but I don't believe it's the case that they got access that they needed. I know they didn't get access they needed in a timely fashion, and I hope that they got to see all the data, all the science, into the lab, talk to the doctors, interview them in private, in places where they could actually tell the truth about what took place, not under the supervision of a Communist Party person sitting in the back of the room making sure that they towed the Communist Party line.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There are unconfirmed reports the WHO were never given access to the suspected Wuhan lab during their investigation. USA Radio News.